The Astros trailed the Twins 8-2 entering the top of the eighth inning at Target Field on Memorial Day, but Carlos Correa and company simply would not quit.
And the 1-2 pitch, a ground ball shot fair inside first down the right field line, and this will score a run. Altuve makes third, a long single for Correa. The throw from Kepler bounces back towards the plate, hauled in by Jimenez. Reddick is in, and Correa knocks in his second run today. It's 8-3, still two on and still nobody out. And the 0-1 pitch, a fly ball, left field, back. Rosario, now Adrianza near the wall. It's going to be off his body, off the wall, in play. Altuve scores. Here comes Correa holding at second base as Beltran. It's a two-run single off the wall and left, and it's 8-5 here in the eighth inning. And the 2-1 pitch, line to left field, a base hit. Gonzalez scores, Mariznick holds at second base. It's a one-run game. One scoring single, Springer. It's 8-7. And the 3-1 pitch, a line drive, right center field. Rosario in, running, sliding, can't make the play. And now Kepler slips it right. One run scores, heading home, and he will slide and score, and Houston takes the lead. That's Springer. The Astros have stormed all the way back. They were down 6 in this inning. They have scored 7 and take a 9-8 lead here in the eighth inning. 2-2, line to right field, deep down the line, in the corner, back, it's up and gone, a three-run homer. Just fair down the right field line. There is no let-up in this Houston offense, and not today in the eighth inning. An 11-run inning, and Houston now leads 13-8.
Beltran caps an incredible 11-run frame for Houston. The Astros win 16-8. Six different Astros collect multiple hits in this game, led by Beltran, who goes 4-for-5. Houston has now won 5 in a row. After losing in 15 innings on Sunday, Paul Molitor sees his team blow a 6-run eighth-inning lead on Monday.
For 7 innings, you know, we came back after yesterday and had a really good effort from Irvin. Pitching through the jam there with the rain coming down, that was good to see. We made a nice offensive day after being shut down early. We were affected by yesterday's game and what we could do today. The guys that we had, you know, were a little bit taxed, but we all saw the struggles that we had the last couple innings. You give up 11-3 in the last two frames. It's a hard one, you know. I think it's magnified by yesterday, coming off a tough loss in extra innings, and then to let one slip away like that today. All you can do is hope you can find a way to recharge yourself a little bit, and hopefully come back and Jose has a good day.
How do you make the decision who to use there, rather than use one of the two new guys?
We have one of the best offensive teams in the game with a 6-run lead. You can go with your experience and guys that you feel should get people out.
Lost in the shuffle of this Twins loss was Irvin Santana's excellent outing. The right-hander goes 7 frames. He allows just 2 runs, one of them earned. His ERA for the season is 1.75.
It was tough, just trying to do the most that I can to stay in the game. I know our bullpen is tired, and just trying to do my best.
Do you feel for those guys knowing the situation they're in right now?
Of course. I feel their pain. I mean, I know they're trying to pitch, but it's tough when you had a lot of consecutive games pitching and all that. It's tough to come up and do your job. You know, it's tough.
You know, the Twins needed a deep start from you. How much did you have to dig just to get through 7?
I mean, it was not easy, you know, but good thing I just threw 7 innings and limited the damage against a ball club that they're very aggressive, and they know by long ball, so, and I mean, I feel that we do great.
What did you have that was working and or not working today?
Everything was working. Everything was working, and I keep the ball down for the most part and elevate when I want to. And I threw a good off speed, so everything was good.
The Twins will look to rebound on Tuesday when they continue their series with the Astros. Jose Berrios will make the start.